This is Beer Journal with Hannah and Hugh on NPR Berlin.
The Brewhouse Berlo in Berlin-Kreuzberg is hosting a tap takeover by the Brussels Beer Project and is offering 9 freshly tapped beers from this young Belgian brewery.
We are talking with Sebastian Morvan, who used crowdfunding to start up the Brussels Beer Project.
Olivier and I, the co-founders, we really want this brewery so that Brussels doesn't become a museum of beer. Belgian beer was all about innovating, trespassing the borders, but we feel that because of such a success and recognition worldwide, audacity kind of slowed down with the weight of tradition and the weight of success. So we wanted to shake some dust on the Belgian brewing scene and going back to the roots, which is wild, crazy, trial and error and experiment.
We'll ask the present beer geeks, what do you think about this new innovative Brussels brewery?
I'm Aaron. I am drinking the Grosse Berta. It's a Belgian Hefeweizen. It's nice and sweet while still having a little bit of a bite to it.
Yeah, my name's Julian. Right now I'm drinking the Churchill's Delusion. They actually have a cigar in this beer, and you can definitely taste it. There's a lingering taste that's left in your mouth, as if there was like a tobacco leaf that was like stuck on the tip of your tongue.
Sebastian, what inspired this beer?
It's a collaboration actually with a London-based brewery called Weird Bird, because Brexit talks and we are based in Brussels, and we're based in London, and think of Winston Churchill, and that's why we call it Churchill's Delusion, because it was of course a very pro-European chap.
Stuart, another beer enthusiast, shares his impressions.
I'm drinking the Baby Lime. It's bread bitter. It's very sessionable, really nice carbonation, really nice balance. It's a good beer.
I really enjoy that beer. It's kind of very complex.
So. Yes, indeed. From the bread, you can have some biscuits and toasty flavors. You have a mix of woody and grapefruit notes to it.
You actually put a slogan onto it, Back to the Future. But you're going back 6,000
years?
Yes,
indeed. Babylon beer is actually a very old recipe based on bread. And in every single bottle of Babylon, you have 2 slices of bread. We work with a small NGO that every day collects fresh but unsold bread. And once we have enough bread, we make a batch. And this Babylon is really a tribute to the old days of Mesopotamia. It's the first food waste beer in the world, basically. So yes, welcome back to the future with a taste of bread and beer.
And that was a sneak peek into the young Belgian brewing scene with Sebastian Morvan from Brussels Beer Project.
This is Hannah and Hugh Eckermann for NPR Berlin.